do the best we could. I put them in a, got a big old box and made to keep a lot of stuff in and called it a chest. And called it a chest, but then when home we built a closet to take care of those things. But at that time, those were just called dressers, and they have a, some of them you could buy them with it or without it. They'd have a mirror on it where it was a lady going to use it while she'd have a place to fix, print, but the man's didn't. He didn't have one.
And what is the word that you'd use to mean all the different pieces, chairs, tables, or dressers, and so on? What's the word that you'd use for that? This is just more of the...
Well, one thing we say, that's chairs for the dining room, and that's chairs for the living room.
But if you're going to move, you'd say, I've got to move all of my household...
furniture and everything. I just say I'd have to move all of it.
Any other words for the things that you'd think of about... moving the things out of the house, you're going to move to another house. Besides all of my household furniture in here.
No, I don't think all the expression I ever heard was just like, we got to move all we got all of the household things. Is the only expression I've ever heard.
And did you ever? Do you have any recall any different words for a bedroom or a sleeping room? Or do you have a
space? Yeah. These log houses and one thing and another, we didn't have it on ours, but there was two right next to us. And they had called a shed room, and they put beds in there, and the children were sleeping. They called shed rooms. Instead of a bedroom, it's called a shed room. Called it pile, put a bed in one end and a lot of stuff in the other, and they called that shed room. And I slept in the meantime. We had a neighbor boy the same age I was, and we'd fall together a lot and stay with him sometime at night. And his sisters, he had a bunch of sisters, and they used what they had, the living room, and he had to use a shed room. And then we had some old people live on the other side of us over there. There's two of them houses, and they had shed rooms on them, and they had a bed in there. And if boys come along, anything like that, spend the night, the old folks, they just told them they could sleep in the shed room with the other boys.
Very good. All right. And, what about the things that you put at the window to give privacy or to just to keep light out and so forth?
Well, to begin with, it used to be shutters and to keep out the wind and rain and stuff a lot. But then they got what they call a blind. It was a thing that tripped, made like this.
On a roller? Is that the one on a roller?
No, that's it. Let me show you this right here. This come out of an old house where I was used at the windows. And we got them and cut them up and made these things, Sarah.
Yeah.
Now, these was called blinds, and you see, that's what you do for privacy and light.
Yes. And those are
they
old.
Come out of an old house. I reckon they're over, way over 100 years.
Well, to begin with, you see, shutters.